The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Michaels, and welcome everybody. It is Friday, October 12th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for the show. We got all sorts of great, interesting topics to cover today, and we start things off by welcoming from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, our news director, Cannabis Carrie. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing today?
Hi. Or today it could be called rainy Grastoria, Oregon.
I know. We finally had winter settled in here in the Great Pacific Northwest, which is a drizzle for the next 6 months. We love it.
Yeah, it's okay.
So what do we got in the news today, Carrie?
Well, today we are looking at, in the hemp headlines, some fresh square groupers found off one of our coasts. I'll tell you about that. Also, we're looking at a new study that shows the budgetary impacts on legalization in one particular state. But our top story today, really a terrible story. A 12-year-old is injured in a botched raid. We're going to start that off on today's hemp headlines.
All right. And then after that, we will get behind the headlines where we've got another ad campaign. I'm going to bring up a couple of the new ads from Washington State with the I-502 campaign that features some law enforcement officials. But Carrie, you've got us a new ad in Colorado that will feature somebody that everybody knows.
That's right. We're excited about the new spokesperson for the current ad campaign. Melissa Etheridge came out in favor of Amendment 64. So we're going to show that video as well today.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. And then at 20 after, we do our daily Toker Tunes. Today is Rockin' Friday, and Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour will be calling in. He's got some alt country music for us today from a band called Stepdaddy, and the song is called Country Gravy. So we'll talk to Herb about that. Also, in programming note, there will be no Herb Thrasher Flower Hour live tonight, because tonight at 7 o'clock I will be at the Vancouver Public Library covering Rick Steves barnstorming tour in support of I-502. Then at half past the hour, an extended segment of Radical Rant. We're going to bring you video from today's press conference at the Oregon Brewing Company out there, Burnside Brewing Company out here in Portland, Oregon, where a meth girl, that's the billboard, that's what we're calling it, the meth girl billboards, the anti-pot billboards from Protect Our Society, were taken down after a coordinated campaign by marijuana activists. We've got the coverage of the press conference. We'll show you what the billboard looks like, and one very surprising spokesperson for our cause. Also, Jennifer Alexander will be calling in with some new updates on the funding of those anti-marijuana billboards. You'll be shocked who's spending money trying to throw you in a cage. All that and more coming up on the Russ Belville Show. Be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Cast your eyes up to the skies. What is it to live and die?
Honey, our ballots came in the mail today. I can't wait to cast my vote for Measure 80.
Measure 80? Is that the one to legalize marijuana? I don't know about that.
Why not? Marijuana is far safer than alcohol.
I know that, but I worry about kids smoking pot.
It's easier for kids to buy pot than beer because clerks check for proper ID.
Sure, but what about stone drivers?
We've had medical marijuana for 14 years, and yet our traffic safety stats are better now than before medical marijuana.
Okay, but what about people coming in stoned to work?
Come on now, honey. Oregon's workplaces are safer than ever, and we have over 50,000 medical marijuana patients. Nothing about Measure 80 prevents employers from maintaining drug-free workplaces. I know change is scary, but Oregon really needs jobs and tax revenue, and Measure 80 will provide them.
Okay, safer for kids and tax revenue for our state? Makes sense to me. I'm voting yes on Measure 80.
Paid for by Oregonians for Law Reform, OregonLawReform.com.
Grab-a-dab-a-goo! Five of the last seven major party candidates to run for president, three of the last seven vice presidential candidates, and the last three presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show.
Now it's time for your 420 headline news with our news director, Carrie Gallagher.
A 12-year-old girl asleep in her bed suffered serious burns when a SWAT team threw a flash grenade near her during a botched raid Tuesday morning. The 6 a.m. raid in Billings, Montana was to execute a search warrant as part of a narcotics investigation. The flash grenade is used to disorient people with a bright flash and very loud concussive bangs. A SWAT team member attached it to a pole and dropped it into the girl's bedroom through a window. Billings Police Chief Rich St. John called the incident extremely regrettable. The girl's mother, Jackie Fashing, drove her child to the hospital after the incident, where she was treated for first and second degree burns down the left side of her body and on her arms. Fashing reports that her daughter is home now, but in severe pain. Fashing and her husband were home at the time of the raid. Her husband, who suffers from congenital heart disease and liver failure, told the officers he would open the door as the raid began. As he was opening the door, they knocked the door down. She said the police told her that they thought there was a meth lab at the house, and she said that if they had only knocked, they would have simply found out there is not. Billings investigators say that they did have solid evidence that would have exceeded the threshold of approving a warrant, and said that they did collect some evidence at the residence, although citing it is an ongoing investigation would offer no other details. No arrests were made, and no charges have been filed in this case stemming from that early morning raid. Fashing says that both her daughters that were in the room that morning, the burn victim and her sister, will need counseling, and both are still very fearful. The U.S. Coast Guard is reporting finding more than 3,000 pounds of square groupers, or bales of marijuana, floating in the waters off the coast near San Diego. 77 bales of marijuana wrapped in plastic were found just 35 miles west of Mission Beach and turned over to the Marine Task Force from San Diego for disposal. It was first spotted by a crew from a Navy helicopter in the area, and the removal was also assisted by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. Most likely, no one will be charged. They think it was left for a pickup or that a nervous crew ditched their cargo when they saw the Navy helicopter. Since it was so spread out, a few bales may have escaped detection. And a new study from Harvard University economist Dr. Jeffrey Miron is out this week and looks at the revenue estimates in a post-legalized Missouri economy. The study commissioned by the National Cannabis Coalition in conjunction with Show Me Cannabis estimates that a regulated and legalized cannabis market would generate an extra $149 million for the state. The largest chunk of that money would come in savings of police resources and the prosecution of marijuana consumers. Show Me Cannabis leader John Payne says the group has plans to study the economic impact of legalization in all 50 states, but just began in Missouri when they were looking at their failed 2012 legalization campaign. According to the figures from Dr. Myron, Missouri would save nearly $90 million annually and receive $59 million from taxes collected on marijuana sales. Myron says that the $149 million figure will be roughly the same for all 50 states if they legalize marijuana. And he says that he has critics that say his numbers are both inflated and those that say they are way too low. He says the crucial debate should be centered around making marijuana legal rather than illegal.
Thank you, Carrie. And reminding folks of election news, if you watched the vice presidential debates last night between Vice President Biden and Representative Ryan, you know that we are very, very close to Election Day. And here at the Russ Belville Show, we will be bringing you live marijuana election night coverage 2012 on Tuesday, November 6th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. We are covering three states that have marijuana legalization on the ballot, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. We will have reporters at the campaign headquarters of all three states, including our own Kerry Gallagher in Denver with the Amendment 64 campaign. I will be up in Seattle with the I-502 campaign, and Herb Thrasher will be here in Portland with the Measure 80 campaign. We'll also be covering the two states voting on medical marijuana, Arkansas and Massachusetts. Mike Kahn will be covering Massachusetts for us, and Ryan Denham from Compassionate Arkansas will be covering in Little Rock, and Heather Morris will be covering the Montana referendum to repeal the repeal of medical marijuana. It's election night coverage here at the Russ Belville Show at RadicalRuss.com, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific, sponsored by High Times Magazine, National Cannabis Coalition, the law offices of Omar Figueroa, and the Weed Blog. Thanks for joining us. I'm Russ Belville. This has been your headline news for Friday, October 12th, 2012. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a look at new advertisements in the war to end marijuana prohibition. Marijuana legalization is on the Oregon ballot this November. Measure 80 will institute regulations that treat marijuana like alcohol. Measure 80 will provide jobs and tax revenue we so desperately need. Measure 80 will protect children by moving the marijuana market to adults-only stores that check for ID. Measure 80 will free up police resources to focus on real crimes, not the 1 out of 7 adult Oregonians like me who consume marijuana responsibly. Vote yes on Measure 80 and donate to Oregonians for Law Reform today.
Yar, the Army Pirates here.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for us to go behind the headlines, and we are going to be taking a look at the advertising campaigns for marijuana legalization. Before I get started, I want to turn things back over to our news director, Kerry Gallagher, who has news on the latest ad campaign coming out of Colorado. Kerry?
That's right. The Colorado effort to legalize marijuana is getting a celebrity endorsement to give the campaign a boost in these last few crucial weeks before the November elections. Melissa Etheridge stars in a new ad promoting Amendment 64, known as the Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol Act. The ad that was posted this week on YouTube features the singer encouraging a yes vote on Amendment 64 with her personal story about her battle with cancer. Her moving statement says that before her illness, she had just accepted laws that marijuana users were criminals, but says that the relief from marijuana during her chemotherapy changed her outlook. She states the case for taking away the profits from gangs and drug cartels and that allowing adults to have limited amounts of marijuana would generate much needed taxes for community programs. Now you can see the full video on YouTube or RadicalRuss.com or right now on the Russ Belville Show.
Hi, this is Melissa Etheridge, and I'm encouraging you to vote yes on Amendment 64. Because a few years ago, I was going through cancer chemotherapy, and I was suffering. The nausea, the pain, it was terrible. Prescription drugs were not helping. The only thing that allowed me to function and regain my strength was marijuana, and I'm grateful for the relief it provided me. You know, before I needed to use marijuana, I just accepted the laws that treat marijuana users as criminals. But it's funny how a serious illness can give you a new outlook on life. I now see that it's wrong to arrest adults for using marijuana, and it's even more wrong to allow gangs and cartels to profit from selling marijuana. Instead, we should allow adults to possess limited amounts of marijuana, and we should regulate marijuana sales in order to generate tax revenues for public school construction and other community needs. To me, regulating marijuana is simply the right thing to do. Please vote yes on Amendment 64, paid for by the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
Fantastic ad. We want to thank Melissa Etheridge for recording that for the Amendment 64 campaign. And I thought in that ad she makes a very good point, you know, leading in with the medical marijuana argument. At first, it worried me because I thought people would hear that and go, well, Colorado's got medical. She's in California. They got medical. What's the problem? But she pivoted so well to the point that she just accepted, you know, treating marijuana users like criminals until it personally affected her. It doesn't need to get that desperate for us to realize the intelligent thing to do is to regulate marijuana like we do alcohol and to provide adults a way of being treated like adults, of no longer treating them as criminals just because they prefer marijuana over martinis or Marlboros. So kudos to Melissa Etheridge for that fantastic ad in Colorado. In the state of Washington, a couple of new ads have also been premiered that are out on the airwaves right now in Washington state, and they feature prominent members of law enforcement calling for the passage of I-502 for many of the same reasons that Melissa Etheridge cites. We'll switch to those videos right now, and we start with the one featuring John McKay, the former federal prosecutor who actually was the one who put Mark Emery in prison.
As the former chief federal prosecutor, I enforced our marijuana laws. I've come to believe they don't work. Filling our courts and jails has failed to reduce marijuana use, and drug cartels are pocketing all the profits. It's time for a new approach. Initiative 502 brings marijuana under tight regulatory control, generates new revenue for education and prevention. And if we pass 502, we'll have more resources to go after violent crime instead. Yes, on 502.
Now, again, to remind folks, I will be at the I-502 barnstorming tour that is going all across the state of Washington. Rick Steves, the travel channel, the travel guru on PBS and the author of many European travel guides, is spearheading this effort. He's put a lot of his own company's money into this campaign. They'll be appearing in Vancouver, Washington tonight, which is just a few miles over the river from where we are here at Rolla J Studios. The campaign's invited me out there to live stream the event and to get it recorded to bring back to you here on the Russ Belville Show. So big thanks go out to Jessica and all the volunteer coordinators out there at I-502. And of course, Allison Holcomb and the whole campaign between 502. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time for that live stream. And you'll get to see Rick Steves and others discussing marijuana legalization. There is one more ad that has also been released this week from the 502 campaign. Another ad with more law enforcers calling out for the end of marijuana prohibition. We'll play that ad for you right now.
Former federal law enforcement officials speak out about Initiative 502.
We know firsthand that decades of marijuana arrests have failed to reduce use, and the drug cartels are pocketing all the profits.
Initiative 502 brings marijuana under tight regulatory control. 502 generates new revenue for education, healthcare, and prevention.
And if 502 passes, we'll have more resources to go after violent crime. Join us in voting yes on 502.
You know, it's quite a thing here in the United States where we've gotten to this point where prominent law enforcement officials are endorsing the adult use of marijuana, not endorsing the use of marijuana, but endorsing the end of treating those people like criminals. It's also very telling that the city of Seattle is the only place on earth where the mayor, the city council, and the city attorney all approve of ending marijuana prohibition and treating people like adults, treating marijuana use like we treat alcohol use. Even the candidates for sheriff and the current sheriff in King County, which is the county where Seattle is based, support the taxation and regulation of marijuana like alcohol. The Berlin Wall of Prohibition has developed a serious crack, and it's about to come tumbling down on November 6th. We hope you're all joining us and all becoming a part of this by getting out and voting, by supporting, if you're in one of the other states that doesn't have marijuana on the ballot, that does not stop you from sending your money in, from phone banking, from volunteering to help support these efforts. For Amendment 64, go to regulatemarijuana.org. For New Approach Washington, I-502, go to newapproachwa.org. For Oregon Cannabis Tax Act or Measure 80, you can go to octa2012.org. You can go to oregonlawreform.com. Both will give you a chance to support those measures. In Arkansas, Arkansas, it's issue 5. Look for Arkansas Compassion, arcompassion.org, if you want to help them out. In Massachusetts, it's question 3. And there's a Yes on Question 3 website out there where you can help out. And in Montana, initiated referendum 124, where the people will be trying to return the initiative that they originally voted for back in 2004 back to the books to make it so that Montana can once again produce marijuana and provide for all of the patients up there who have been so severely curtailed by the repeal light bill that was passed by the legislature and allowed to become law by Governor Brian Schweitzer. We've got 6 states up in this election, and we're going to get 6 victories in this election, and the Russ Belville Show will be there live with Skype video coverage from all 6 states' campaign headquarters. You can celebrate with us. You can be a part of it. Get involved today. That's how it means. It's time to take a break. So I want to say happy 420 to all our friends out there on the East Coast, including Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, and Virginia Beach. Happy 420.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
That's right, baby. We're keeping the funk alive right here at Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink, your groovy home of soul, funk, and disco. So join me, Big Daddy, every Thursday night at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, at the Funky Roller Rink, where every night is Saturday night.
Michael Phelps, Olympic superstar, 14 gold medals, world record holder. Bomb smoker. So much for that amotivational syndrome. Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 22 after the hour. We got Herb Thrasher on the line, ready to rock. How you doing, Herb?
Doing great, man. Welcome to winter.
Welcome to winter. I know. We got the liquid sunshine pouring down on us here in Portland, Oregon. Made for a really wet press conference today, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. And on that note, man, shout out to everyone involved in that campaign, man. You guys don't know how huge that is. Well, I know this choir does know how huge that is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's making national headlines, guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And people all around the country who've been having to put up with this kind of scare tactics and demonization, now they can use these tactics that we've used to help fight this kind of stuff all over the country. So it's a win not just for Portland or Oregon, but for the entire United States.
Well said, Russ, and that's it. That's the bottom line right there. So rock on, guys. Just great job on all your guys' part, man. And so you guys ready to rock?
I'm ready. I love this album cover, by the way.
Right on, man. Yeah, these guys are awesome, man. We got another kind of independent, wouldn't say brand new band, but these guys are up and coming. Another Northwest band. So much musical talent in the Northwest. And Seattle also, and this band is coming out of Seattle, 4-piece band. And I love this little introduction here. It's a 4-piece progressive post-alternative apocalyptic funk metal band. You gotta freaking love that, dude. I mean, if that doesn't cover what Step Daddy is about to bring us, I just don't know what is. And so the song is Country Gravy. And, yeah, man, these guys just bring it, man. Think Infectious Grooves meets Mr. Bungle, maybe some Faith No More, a lot of jazz fusion going on. So they have a lot of different styles in their music.
Right.
And they have a show. If you guys are from Seattle, they have a show lined up on October 26th at the Central Saloon. And go out there and check this out. This song right here is off their brand new album, and you can stream their whole album on stepdaddy.com. So go check them out. Check out their Facebook page, and it's on the album Love. And this song right here is Country Gravy. No show tonight, folks. Radical Russ is busy with Rick Steves. You're streaming that, right?
Yeah, we're streaming live at 7 o'clock.
There you go. So we'll see you live tomorrow night.
Yeah! All right. This is Stepdaddy with Country Gravy. Get this and other tunes at RadicalRust.com by joining as a VIP member today. That's right, Stepdaddy with Country Gravy. Big thanks to Herb Thrasher for bringing that tune to us. And big thanks to Stepdaddy Band for being in our chat room right now. Hi, guys. Thanks for being a part of the show. Remember, you can get the download links to this song and other songs from our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting RadicalRust.com and signing up for your VIP membership today. Just look along the top for the tab that says Membership, and we'll get all of these great songs to you, courtesy of all the great bands that have performed these songs, and of course, the Russ Belville Show.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
The Russ Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
Cause the day was hard and your work was long, and you need a break from all that's wrong. You better look at the clock cause it's 4:19. Time to reach in that pocket for your bag of green and smoke that weed.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Hoo-ah! Radical rant.
Welcome back, everybody. Half past the hour, and we're starting the rant early because we're going to go on an extended tag team rant, and I couldn't think of anybody better to join me on this tag team rant than the, how shall I say it, the double X version of my brain, Jen Alexander, who's on the phone right now. Jen, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Jen, of course, is one of the co-hosts of A Different View that's on 8 o'clock Tuesday nights here on RadicalRust.com and other fine websites. But I'm bringing you on here in your capacity as the Portland Cannabis Examiner. And of course, the subject that we're bringing up is the subject of our press conference that we just did earlier today. And let me put the billboard right up on the screen so people can see what we're talking about. This is a billboard and others like it that appeared at 7 different locations in the Portland area from some website called protectoursociety.org. It shows a picture of someone that we're calling Meth Girl, and it says, marijuana, what's good about it? Nothing. And Jen, I wanted to bring you in because you've been doing some research on this and can probably give us a better idea of how the protest against this got started. I mean, I saw on the news last night, Betty Retro and Sin Sativa. I heard there's a Facebook group. I knew you were digging into this. Can you give us a breakdown of how the revolt against this billboard took place?
Well, I think that they popped up about a week ago. And when they were first sighted, people started posting pictures of them. And as soon as people saw this, they were outraged. Betty Retro, Sin Sativa, and the other one is initials. I think it's GDMJ. They formed a Facebook event to protest this and put the phone number that the website is registered to in the Facebook event to call daily until something changed because they were so offended by these signs. And the website is registered to a group called Save Our Society, which is based out of Florida and is run by Calvina Fay and Betty Sembler. Betty Sembler, best known for her participation with Straight Inc., which was often described as a torture group for drug rehab. They were all closed down years ago, but they still promoted as one of their successes. Calvina Fay is well known for her work, you know, with anti-drug policies nationwide and globally. But so everybody started to call Save Our Society, the phone number listed, and leave messages and complain. And then it was posted on the Clear Channel board. That's who owns the billboards where they were posted. So everybody began to call Clear Channel as well. Well, as a result of all of these phone calls, as you know and have reported on, the billboards have been removed. They weren't removed for the message, though. That's key. They were removed because the people who paid for them don't want anybody to know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting because if they were actually concerned about protecting our society, you'd think they'd want to admit who they are. Clear Channel people reported that it was paid for by the Mount Hood Coalition Against Drug Crime. That group, as far as I've been able to determine, was founded by Shirley Morgan, who is also the executive director of the Oregonians Against the Legalization of Marijuana. And the one thing that runs consistently through all of these different groups is they're not acting against drugs. They're against marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the drugs take a back seat to this. They think marijuana is the problem. One interesting detail that came out is that the information on Protect Our Society's website is identical to information released by the Oregon Sheriff's Association.
Hmm.
There's on OregonSheriff.org, they have the exact same name, marijuana, what's good about it? Nothing. At the top of this information regarding, you know, all of their opposition to Measure 80. And it's almost word for word what's presented on the ProtectOurSociety.org website. Further, Protect Our Society in 2010 was the website promoting Measure 32, which was a citizens' initiative intending to repeal the medical marijuana laws in Oregon and replace it with a taxpayer-subsidized Marinol program. Hmm. That was put together by Sheriff Tom Bergen, Sheriff John Trumbo, and Detective Wayne Jennings. And so it appears that basically the sheriffs are behind this.
Yeah.
And again, you would think that they would want to be open about their opposition, but instead they're hiding behind all of these different organizations and redirecting it to Florida.
Right, right. And so much for the law enforcement officers who say, you know, we don't make the laws, we just enforce them. Apparently, though, they want to make some new laws.
Oregon's sheriffs seem to be very involved with making the laws.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me dig in just
a second.
on this relationship with Calvina Faye. Of course, Calvina Faye was the former head of what was called the Drug-Free America Foundation, and she's a longtime prohibitionist. Drug-Free America Foundation evolved out of Straight Incorporated. Now, Straight Incorporated was this nonprofit drug rehab program. It ran from 1976 to 1993, and it served teenagers to age 20, right? So like 13 to age 20. They had about 10,000 people go through the program. They had centers in California, Virginia, Texas, Massachusetts, Michigan, Georgia, Maryland, Ohio, and Florida. It was founded by Mel Sembler. Now, Mel Sembler is a very prominent figure in Republican politics. His programs were praised by George H.W. Bush and former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Currently, Sembler is one of the big bundlers and fundraisers for the Mitt Romney campaign. Now, what this Straight Incorporated did, and it was also encouraged by people like Dr. Robert DuPont, the founding director of National Institutes of Drug Abuse. Nancy Reagan praised this program. And trust me, I'm all for drug rehab. I'm all for people that have problems with drugs getting treatment for those problems. It is a health issue that we need to deal with. So let's not let that go by the wayside. But what Straight Inc. was involved with really amounted to somewhat of a brainwashing re-education camp sort of torture center. First of all, defining what they would consider drug abuse, they took the position back then that any use of any drug in any form, in any amount, with any frequency is drug abuse. In fact, Straight Administrator Dave Kroc said, quote, "Drug abuse is problematic because it implies that occasional drug use might be acceptable while only frequent use of drugs constitutes abuse." Its executive director, James Hart, once said, "A 14-year-old who did alcohol and pot and never got arrested and never skipped school, that person, in our opinion, needs to work through his or her relationship to that drug just as much as the person who is 16 and who is out breaking and entering, ripping off, and so on and so forth." So as far as Straight Inc. was concerned, all they needed to put you into their rehab, re-education, torture facility was the mere use of marijuana, absent any other problems in anyone's life. And as far as this claim of torture facility, you think I'm being a little hyperbolic, this was actually settled in the courts. In 1983, Straight Inc. was convicted of false imprisonment after being sued by a then 20-year-old Fred Collins Jr., who alleged he'd been held captive by the program against his will. The program was ordered to pay $40,000 in compensatory and $180,000 in punitive damages. And in 1990, a jury awarded Karen Norton, a Florida resident, $721,000 in damages due to mistreatment by Straight Inc. And the stories we hear out of the kids who didn't go to trial, who didn't want to have to testify in this stuff, who talked about sexual abuse, who talked about physical abuse, who talked about various forms of psychological and physical torture, that's the kind of people we're talking about who are trying to continue to put us in cages over our responsible use of marijuana, and the people behind the thinking that puts up billboards of meth girl to warn us about marijuana use. So sorry for the long interrupt there, Jennifer, but I just want to make sure everybody knew where these people are coming from.
Well, and so, you know, I've got two tangents to follow up on that, though. That's all really good information. And first off, meth girl is not meth girl.
Oh.
She is actually a model. she was made up to appear to be a meth user for meth awareness was the campaign at the time. I found the picture on the Vancouver Police website, and it was the only credible place that I could find the picture. And I think I'm linking it in the chat room right there now. And I contacted the Vancouver Police and did some research with them to find out where this picture came from. And they said that there was a federal grant in 2003, 2004 that was intended for meth awareness, and that this was a model stock photo that they were able to acquire for free to use for meth awareness. I have not been able to confirm if it was a proper use on the Protect Our Society website. I will note that it's cropped on the Protect Our mm-hmm. Society billboards. It's not the full picture. But it was clearly for meth awareness, and she was made up to appear to be a meth user.
Right.
And then the next interesting thing that I found is that everybody is distancing themselves from this. The Mount Hood Coalition Against Drug Abuse, as I mentioned earlier, was the people that paid for the billboards. If you contact their phone number, it goes to a number that identifies itself as the Clackamas County Sheriff. Ooh. In conjunction with some other groups, the Clackamas County Sheriff. So I contacted the Clackamas County Sheriff because it was not their direct number. It's a different number that identifies it as the Clackamas County Sheriff. And the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office just contacted me back and said that they are no longer affiliated with that coalition whatsoever. They couldn't give me any other information. I'm still looking. But they made it very clear to separate themselves from this group. Save Our Society has done the same thing. They contacted Clear Channel this morning and insisted that Clear Channel remove their phone number, that they had no connection with the billboards. They did admit that they paid for the URL for Protect Our Society. They said that they do that for many groups throughout the country. Any anti-drug group that's considered a grassroots group, they will provide a URL for, but that's the only connection that they have with these groups. So everybody behind this seems to intentionally be putting distance between themselves. And I think that's, as we all know, the public perception of marijuana has changed, and this sign is not in sync with the public perception whatsoever. We have medical marijuana and have had it for 14 years. There's a lot good about marijuana.
Yes.
And the public knows this.
Well, the good news is that this campaign has proven successful. When we went out for our press conference today, we got there about 10:30 in the morning. The billboard had already been taken down and replaced with a public service ad on texting and driving, which, by the way, is far more of a public safety danger than marijuana. So the billboard's already been taken down. It appears the campaign has been a rousing success. Jennifer, have you figured out who actually paid for the billboard?
The only confirmation that I have is that the Mount Hood Coalition Against Drug Crime paid for it.
Okay.
Who that actually is, who organized the campaign, it's hidden. No, nobody wants to claim it. I would guess that it's between Shirley Morgan and the Oregon Sheriff's Association, which ironically is the only opposition that will appear in the Voter's Guide Against Measure 80.
Yes.
When voters receive their voter's guides.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So, Jen, if you'll stay on the line, we're going to take a short break here at this point, do a couple commercials. And when we come back, I've got the video from the press conference we did, my speech along with Amanda Rain from the Measure 80 campaign, Anthony Johnson from National Cannabis Coalition, and Sam Chapman and Calico Castile from Oregonians for Law Reform. We're talking about the Meth Girl billboards and one of our media victories here in Portland, Oregon. It's the Russ Belville Show. Stick around.
Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Have you considered medical marijuana? Double-blind, peer-reviewed studies have found cannabinoid therapies to be successful in treating the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, brain cancers, chronic pain, diabetes mellitus, dystonia, fibromyalgia, GI disorders, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, hypertension, incontinence, MRSA, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, pruritus, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, and Tourette's syndrome, as well as anecdotal evidence suggesting relief from anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress, plus reduction in the need for narcotic painkillers. Side effects of medical marijuana can include euphoria, relaxation, anxiety, panic reactions, paranoia, tachycardia, dry eyes, dry mouth, concentration and reaction time impairment, appetite increase, and in 37 states, arrest and incarceration. But medical marijuana is non-toxic and cannot cause overdose. Medical marijuana. It's not for everyone, but ask your doctor if medical marijuana may be right for you.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm a journalist.
I'm a student.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a representative.
I have cancer.
The outdated laws of prohibition are more dangerous than the plant itself.
I lost my scholarship.
I was fired.
20 million arrests since 1965. This is getting ridiculous.
Our prisons are overcrowded with nonviolent offenders.
We have the opportunity to change.
This is costing our country billions of dollars.
Making my family and I fight in a courtroom is difficult enough when I'm already fighting through chemotherapy.
There's no reason to be scared by tradition anymore.
We can stop this.
We can stop this.
We are the American people.
We can stop this.
And you have our support.
We are old.
Young.
Straight.
Gay.
We're every race and nationality.
And we're not going to give up.
You can tax it.
You can regulate it.
Apply age restrictions.
You can create millions of new jobs.
We can save our economy.
President Obama?
It's time for legalization.
Legalization.
Marijuana advocates have prompted the removal of nearly half a dozen advertisements around Portland. The advertisement reads, marijuana. What is good about it? Nothing. A quick look at the listed website shows that whoever's behind the ad believes that marijuana is harmful. And Betty Retro says the picture in the ad is misleading.
And look, she looked more like a zombie than a person with any medical condition, addiction or otherwise.
She and others lobbied Clear Channel to remove those ads. The company says it looked into that website and says it's not clear who the advertiser is who made the ad. Those billboards should come down tomorrow.
And that was the KGW News last night here in Portland, Oregon, regarding the Meth Girl billboard campaign. Welcome back. Russ Belville here at the Russ Belville Show, online with Jennifer Alexander, a Portland Cannabis Examiner at examiner.com and co-host of A Different View, available at 8 p.m. Pacific time every Tuesday night and online on Facebook at A Different View 420. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you. And I was going to say right before we went to break, I put it into the chat room, but for the listeners on the replays, one thing that was really interesting about the Protect Our Society website is their sources. Yeah. A lot of people look at a paper and they see all of these footnotes and they think, wow, this stuff is well documented. No. Every one of those links is either a dead link or it goes to a rehab. And they're using rehabs as their sources. And it's not like the rehab posted a study. It's just comments made by the rehab.
Right. All right. So I wanted to bring up the press conference we had today. It was out in the rain in Portland, which is, you know, typical for October. And while we were there, we had a representative from KGW show up, and they should be broadcasting some of this news on the 4 or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock news hours. They told us it'd be on at noon, but I don't think they got it in on time. But we appeared there below the billboard, which I had mentioned has been changed. They've already got the billboard taken down and replaced with a public service ad. But we appeared in front of that billboard anyway with pictures of the old billboard to deliver our thoughts on this issue. So we're going to start off with my speech at the press conference. We'll follow up with Amanda Rain, Anthony Johnson, Sam Chapman, and Calico Castile. And we'll get to some more from Jennifer in between those. But this is a me first. And warning that this is raw handheld video from the press conference. I'll do the best I can with the audio. But I want to thank Brian the Red for filming that for us today. Let's take a look.
Hi there, my name is Calico Castile. I'm a co-director of Oregonians for Law Reform, recently formed PAC here in the state of Oregon. It's formed in support of Measure 80. Today we're holding a press conference to announce the removal of several signs that a group called Protect Our Society had put up here in the Portland area, but have since been removed thanks to the tireless work of many marijuana activists here in the Portland area. We have several speakers here today. First up is going to be Russ Belville. He's the host of the Russ Belville Show, as well as a former outreach coordinator for the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. And he's going to speak to you guys for just a few moments. This is Russ Belville. Thank you, Calico.
As you said, my name is Russ Belville. I'm the host of a daily talk radio
show called The Russ Feldmill Mill Show, which covers the issue of marijuana legalization. Our show live stream at 1 p.m. Pacific right here from Portland, Oregon, online at RadicalRuss.com. We're gathered here underneath what used to be a billboard of the latest anti-marijuana propaganda to tell Oregon and the world that we're ready to have a serious debate about marijuana. That cannot happen so long as lies like this billboard are an acceptable part of the debate. I'd like to thank the medical marijuana activists Betty Retro and Sin Sativa, who objected to this billboard on the last night's evening news. But here we are in 2012 in a state that has accepted medical use of marijuana for 14 years, and these brave medical marijuana patients still feel the need to use pseudonyms to protect themselves. The reason our medical marijuana patients are frightened is because we continue to maintain the insanity that some Oregonians are healthy enough to deserve being caged for their marijuana use. Scurrilous propaganda like this demonizes the healthy users of marijuana, like this billboard, and that is why we are here to end this prohibition of marijuana in the first place. We've come a long way since the marijuana was first banned in the 1930s with lies like reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men, that it causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes and other degenerate races, and that the use of marijuana causes insanity, criminality, and death. But as this billboard attests, there are still those out there who willingly cloud the important debate over marijuana with reefer madness. I'm here to tell you that marijuana smokers, or as I prefer, cannabis consumers, are here to stay, and we are productive, responsible, law-abiding Oregonians, like me, who simply prefer marijuana over martinis, Marlboros, or as my female friends can attest, Midol. We hear a lot in the press about Oregon's medical marijuana patient registration, how there are now over 50,000 patients. What we don't hear very often is that they only represent 1 out of 11 of Oregon's annual cannabis consumers. According to the federal government, there are now over 550,000 adult Oregonians of voting age who consume marijuana this year. That's 1 in 7 adult Oregonians. No matter where you go in Oregon, a restaurant, a club, a church, the grocery, the post office, you're in a room with someone who consumes cannabis this year. I'm also here to tell you that none of Oregon's 500,000 pot smokers looks like this girl on the billboard. This billboard was funded by Protect Our Society. It scares voters into thinking that there is some sort of gateway effect from marijuana that will inevitably lead to meth, heroin, or whatever drug we are to assume leads to this girl's appearance. Folks, there are 103.5 million Americans of voting age who have tried marijuana, and there are only 350,000 active heroin abusers. Sure, a heroin user might have started on marijuana, just like a Hell's Angel probably started on a tricycle. That doesn't mean riding tricycles turns you into a Hell's Angel. Protect Our Society is brought to you by the people with a financial interest in maintaining marijuana prohibition. Calvina Fay, who is the registrant for their website, used to be head of the Drug Free America Foundation, which evolved from a group called Straight Inc. This group maintained drug rehab programs that physically and sexually abused teenagers, holding them in confinement for months at a time and subjecting them to brainwashing techniques that eventually led to successful lawsuits for unlawful imprisonment and assault. And we have learned now that Protect Our Society is also working with the Mount Hood Anti-Drug Coalition, which in itself leads to a website that gives contact information for the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office. It's time for our law enforcement officers to do as they say, that they only enforce the laws and not make them or try to influence them. Oregonians have put an initiative on the ballot, Measure 80, that would finally end the madness of trying to sort out who is sick enough to use marijuana medically and who is healthy enough to put in a cage for smoking pot. We could reap millions in tax revenue, create hundreds of new jobs, and redirect our limited police resources to catching the guys who cooked and sold the meth to this girl on the billboard. But so long as our opponents continue to return to long debunked lies about marijuana that fly in the face of all logic, reason, and common sense, and for that matter, peer-reviewed science, we can never have an honest debate on this issue. So long as we continue to allow marijuana prohibition in Oregon, 200 Oregonians will be arrested for marijuana every month, despite our medical marijuana and decriminalization laws. So long as prohibitionists are allowed to lie with impunity, the people can never learn that marijuana is safer than alcohol, and countries that tolerate marijuana experience less hard drug abuse. I'm Russ Belbel. I'm one of over 500,000 Oregon cannabis consumers, and we will no longer accept being treated as criminals and second-class citizens. We applaud Clear Channel for removing those offensive billboards. Please visit OregonLawReform.com to get involved with a serious, honest debate on ending marijuana prohibition in Oregon. Thank you.
My name is Amanda Rain, and I am the outreach director for the Yes on 80 campaign and a representative from Women for Measure 80. And part of what inspired the outreach and the protest against this billboard is that the women are tired of being demonized. We are continually hearing, what message are we sending the children if we regulate marijuana? And I really have to ask is, what message are we sending the kids? When we say that marijuana does this, and they know better. 8 out of 10 high school seniors today under prohibition have easy access to marijuana. They know what happens when you smoke marijuana, and this is not it. And then the other things that they're hearing is that marijuana is not that bad. And so we're sending them currently mixed messages so they don't have the information they need to make smart decisions to protect themselves. And the reality is that kids should not be using marijuana. That's why Measure 80 makes it a Class B felony for kids to use marijuana. And so anyone who sells marijuana to a kid will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. It is time that we take a new approach and that we regulate marijuana out of the hands of our kids and vote yes on Measure 80. Thank you.
Anthony Johnson, executive director for the National Cannabis Coalition. The National Cannabis Coalition works to reform marijuana policies for the better. So we have policies based upon science and reason, not based upon reefer madness propaganda. This latest billboard by Calvina Fay and her propagandist is just another example of the reefer madness propaganda that we've had to battle all these years. And I think it's a very fitting time that it's raining right now. The Portland rains have come in to, you know, wash away the lies of this billboard. We're here to announce that we're donating $1,000 to put up signs to promote Measure 80 through the Oregon Law Reform. And we hope that $1,000 to promote a good message about our marijuana laws will help ease the pain that these billboards cause. These billboards were a slap in the face to the cannabis consumers across the country and a slap in the face to the thousands of medical marijuana patients here in Oregon who get benefits from medical cannabis. And to think that people would actually buy or suggest that medical marijuana or marijuana would cause images like this and make people look like that is just an insult to our intelligence and an insult to the entire cannabis community. So we're here to urge people to support and end the cannabis prohibition. If you want laws in place that prevent meth use, heroin use, you want to end prohibition. Drug dealers don't check IDs. Under a regulated system, IDs will be in place. We'll keep marijuana away from children, and law enforcement will have more time and resources to fight real crime and leave medical marijuana and marijuana users alone. And so let's pass Measure 80, let's end cannabis prohibition, and thank you, Clear Channel, for helping us end the lies and propaganda of this billboard.
All right, great work by our activists out there in the rain in Portland, Oregon, trying to point out the need for these billboards to come down. We're glad they came down. Jennifer Alexander, before we wrap things up, any final thoughts on this campaign and this victory?
Oh, only that we need to keep raising awareness to people of what we're trying to do and what we're facing. I decorated my car. You've decorated your car. And I'd like to encourage more people to decorate their cars and be out and about, you know, with this message, because this is what we're fighting against. It's ridiculous propaganda, and we need to be louder.
All right. Thank you, Jen Alexander, for joining us here. We've got some more video from the press conference that we'll bring up in hour two in Toker Talk Radio, plus another video from the Facebook page on this with a medical marijuana patient, a young medical marijuana patient, expressing how stupid and how offensive these billboards were. But Jennifer, I'm just thrilled because it just seems like we're starting to finally win the battle in the media.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is, to have the main news channel, KGW, down there, I believe Willamette Week, have they been in contact with you regarding the origin of this billboard?
They have already done a short article. I don't have the link up at the moment, but I can find it and put it in the chat room in a minute. They did a short link about it.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about this in hour two. You're welcome to stick around if you'd like to. And folks, the phone lines will be open here at 971-533-7111 if you'd like to express your opinion on the ProtectOurSociety.org billboards. But I tell you, folks, this just proves activism works when you act. And it was a nice, coordinated, distributed effort by people like Betty Retro and Sin Sativa, who got the Facebook page going, who got people to call in. People like Jennifer Alexander, who researched the background of this stuff. People like Sam and Kaliko, who organized the press conference. Everybody has their own little niche, and working together, we can make big strides, just like we did today. For Brian the Red, Wiz Kaliko, Sam Chapman, and every Cannabis Carry, and everyone here at Rolla J Studios, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.